How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. I'm just rocking and rolling on this Friday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Rocking and roll. I love Fridays. I always get a little pep in my step on Fridays.
Is that because you don't have to work Saturdays?
True, this is true. But also on Fridays, I play a little bit more upbeat, you know?
Yeah.
If I got a slow Rascal Flatts song coming on, I got the right to switch it to a fast Rascal Flatts song because it's Friday. People want to get up and get down. You know?
Oh, so it's kind of like casual Fridays for office and stuff. You get to kind of like play with your own rules.
You are correct. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Big Z Country, Z107.5. We're six-packing here 20 minutes past 5 o'clock on this International Beer Day. Don't forget, coming up after this Brooks and Dunn tune, I'm going to have all the style tips you can handle for the Mola Music Fest. My good friend Rain currently on the phone line waiting to tell you how to dress to impress tomorrow at Joe Nichols. All right, girl, well, we're going to go live in 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Awesome.
And I'm going to go just by the guidelines of what you sent me.
Okay, so do you want me to just go down and name the tips with you stopping and answering questions in between, or how did you want to do it?
We can kind of, what I'll probably do is, I'm going to, Big Z Country, Z107.5, Mola Music Fest coming up tomorrow, gates open at noon, show starts at 2, Joe Nichols going on very last, but it's going to be hot. My good friend Rain from Style by Rain is going to be on the phone line with me now. Rain, tomorrow, what's the most important factor to my attire that I need to know when I'm going to the music festival?
Oh, my gosh. No matter what kind of hat you have, you definitely have to have a hat, whether it's floppy hat, fedora hat, baseball hat, cowboy hat. You definitely want to keep your face covered.
Gotcha. And then from there, we're just going to walk right into sunscreen, cheap sunglasses, and move on down the line.
Awesome.
And then, like I said, if I have, like, a question to ask on a topic you're talking about, I might, you know, change the direction of the interview just a little bit, but I'll get it back on track.
No worries. You're awesome at that, so I appreciate it.
Cool. Well, I think we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
What's Matt up to today?
I don't know. He's working, as usual.
Somebody's got to, Rain.
I know. I can't work 9 to 5. I just refuse.
I'm a 1:30 to 8:30 kind of guy myself.
There you go. There you have it.
Don't do that 9 to 5 thing either. Not at all.
No, definitely not.
You got any big plans this weekend?
No, not really, to be honest. I'm volunteering at the animal shelter. I have a client tomorrow. Just kind of moving and shaking like that.
Okay. You live in L.A., Rain?
West Hollywood,
okay. I watch the KTLA news every night. I have that channel on my Dish Network.
Oh, my gosh, how funny.
I watch it every single night, so I know all the weather and everything going on. It's supposed to be 72 in Van Nuys today. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know what's – I really like hot weather, but this weather's just – it's
hey,
so springtime.
Ready to rock?
Yep, let's go.
Do it. Z107.5, Brooks and Dunn, Beer 30. 22 minutes past 5 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Happy International Beer Day to you, Big Z Country fans. And that was a beer-inspired six-pack. Well, don't forget, tomorrow, gates open at noon. Show starts at 2. Joe Nichols headlining the Mola Music Fest in Monroe, Louisiana, on the campus of ULM at the baseball field over there at ULM. Well, you know, when it comes to festivals, Big Z Country fans, you never know exactly what to wear because tomorrow, high 95, it's going to be hot. My good friend from Los Angeles, celebrity stylist Rain, you can check her out at stylebyrain.com, is currently on the phone line with me to tell me what are the most important tips to know when getting ready for the Mola Music Fest. And Rain, hey, what is the number one tip to know when getting ready for tomorrow's music festival?
Okay, the number one tip for sure is I don't care what kind of hat you have, but you have to wear one. A floppy hat, a fedora, a baseball hat, a cowboy hat. You definitely want to keep your face covered.
Now, when covering your face, do you also need to cover your face with sunscreen? Because for me, I know I get burned and I get some crazy-looking tan lines sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, sunscreen for sure. And there's actually three places that people miss the most, and those are dun-dun-dun-dun, your toes, if you choose to wear open-toe shoes, your ears, and the back of your neck. Oh, my God, please get the back of your neck, folks.
Or you could just wear a huge floppy hat and have your whole body covered in some areas, right?
True that, Patrick, true that.
Well, now, when you put on your sunscreen, should you wear less makeup that day due to sweating so much, or should you just wear only sunscreen, or how should you do that?
Well, Patrick, I hope you're not busting out your lipstick and mascara today, tomorrow, because that's definitely a no-no. And I would definitely, for the ladies, maybe just put a little bit of concealer on and then powder. And then if you're going to be wearing your awesome sunglasses, I wouldn't even worry about eye makeup because it's definitely going to melt off the side of your face. So definitely go light on the makeup.
Light on the makeup. Now, you talked about sunglasses. Now, should I pull out my Maui Jims or the cheap sunglasses I bought from the Five and Dime?
Oh, my gosh, the cheap ones, because it's Murphy's Law when it comes to glasses and concerts. Someone's going to break them, step on them, or you're going to have a little bit too much beer and you're going to leave them somewhere. So definitely bring your non-expensive disposable ones.
Well, Rain, I know you're like me. You love to go see live music, and I can't wait to see Joe Nichols tomorrow night in Monroe for the MOLA Music Fest. But, you know, I like to get around. I like to dance. I like to be a free spirit when I'm at these festivals. What's the best way to be a free spirit and be able to dance around? What attire should I wear?
All right, Patrick, for you and your men, you definitely want to wear cargo pants or any kind of shorts, pants with pockets in them. And for the ladies, crossbody bag if you have a fanny pack. And you definitely want to keep extra water, camera, small snacks, anything. Lots of pockets and shove it in there.
Shove it in there. Well, I love wearing dark colors. I'm a dark color kind of guy. I like wearing black Harley shirts. Probably black won't be the most appropriate color to wear tomorrow, Rain.
Oh, my gosh. I know you guys like to wear black, but please know black. As you know, it absorbs heat, so go for light colors. And that means no black on your hats because you will literally be considered dun-dun-dun-dun, a hothead. No hotheads tomorrow.
You'll bake out there for sure.
Oh, my gosh, for sure.
Well, now we've covered our heads, we've covered our bodies. What do we cover our feet in tomorrow when we go to the MOLA Music Fest?
Sensible shoes, ankle boots, Converse, tennis shoes, whatever you have, because I don't want you guys to get your toes stepped on, and definitely no flip-flops because someone's going to step on it, and then it's going to break, you're going to trip, or something's going to happen to you, and you're just not going to appreciate it. So sensible shoes that are blister-free.
Now, I don't like wearing vests, but you had a good point in your talking points with me earlier today, Rain, about ladies wearing a light jean vest. What does that come in handy for at a concert?
You can take it off and sit on it throughout the day, and I know the temperature's, I think, going to drop around there to 73 degrees. And if ladies, if you're like me, anything below 80, we get cold. So you'll be able to put that on at nighttime, which is awesome as well.
Well, Rain, now you're helping my listeners out before you've helped Mountain Man out on our station. Well, thank you so much for dropping by once again to get us ready for that MOLA Music Fest. If I'm out there and I need more style tips, how do I find them?
Go to StyleByRain, that's RAYNE.com, and send me a message and I'll reply to you.
And at your website, do you have fashion tips people can already check out, or is just the best way to ask your question?
Nope. I have a blog going. There's lots of fun facts on there. I have a book, Ultimate Guide to Style from Drab to Fab, that you can purchase on Amazon, or you can go ahead and ask me any question, and I'll reply to you myself.
Facebook, Twitter, do you have any of that, Rain?
Style by Rain, and that's RAYNE.
Well, Big Z Country fans, you heard her here on Big Z Country to tell you how to get ready for the MOLA Music Fest. She's already told Mountain Man how to find a lady. Now, get right with your dressing room and get with Rain. StyleByRain.com is where you need to be. And tomorrow night, you definitely need to be at the MOLA Music Fest. Rain, I hope to see you out there.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for having me, Patrick.
Hey, Rain, that was great. That was fantastic.
You're awesome. I love the way you keep it going, and when I mess up, you, like, get in there. You rock. Thanks, Patrick.
No problem at all. Thank you, man.
Okay, hon. Bye.